I am streaming out to the internet here through Mixlr, and I'm going to see if it starts playing on this embed here. Oh, it says it's click to play, huh? Okay. I wasn't sure if it autoplayed or not.
Through Mixlr, and I'm going to see if it starts playing on this embed here. Oh, it says it's click to play, huh? Okay. I wasn't sure if it autoplayed or not.
Let's just let it loop. All right, so, what are we? We're a little under half an hour away from this thing. I'm going to turn that off and unmute Nintendo's stream here. Because this thing might end up being kind of a mess, you know, because I'm going to need to hear Nintendo's stuff here as I watch. And that might not be an amazing audio experience for the folks at home, but I figured I would give it a shot. And, you know, if it's too much for you, you can just turn me off and maybe listen later. There's not going to be really any way to keep this in sync. My time with Mixlr has made it clear that some people will lag behind at times and all this other stuff, so that's... That's probably just how it'll go. Did Nintendo stop playing music on their stream, or am I having audio problems? Let's just play another YouTube video here and make sure that we're getting audio out of this laptop. All right, this seems to be working.
Yo, where you at?
Yeah, I'm already down here.
I was going to look at the mini bar in this hotel room and see what's up, but what's up is that the refrigerator doesn't close right, so if you want a room temperature Diet Coke, it's on. I don't know that I've ever listened to this song all the way through. I don't know that I want to. Let's see what autoplay picks. I mean, it's probably going to be another perfectly themed song for this stream, right? I mean, that's what YouTube's good at. Everyone knows that.
Jack Ruston lost his mind! All
right, Tom, get the plane.
Miami. South Beach, bring it heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill. When we dress to kill, every time the ladies...
And now it looks like Chad is acting up.
All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Asian, Indian, Jamaican. Black, white, Cuban, or Asian.
Yes, this is ska. Okay, Nintendo does have music playing again. I guess we got just under 20 minutes to make these last predictions, right? I mean, what happened? There was some, did Walmart Canada? Let's actually stop this. Walmart Canada ran their price. That looked like it was $3.99 Canadian. Which I guess I seems to point towards $2.99 US. I that seems like a significant difference in those two numbers. I don't know, but that's what I saw people saying. Canadian dollar really bad right now. Yeah. Take a look at the internet here. I don't really see anyone talking about anything specific right now. Oh! The stream just started showing a shot of the room. So I'm actually, I'm in New York right now. Where they are going to let us play Switch games in the morning. So they've got a room downstairs where they're kind of like, hey, you want to come watch the live stream? We'll have it on big TVs. So there's like, they've got YouTube full screened on some TVs down there. And I was like, ah, you know, I figured I would come spend this stream with y'all here instead. And, you know, we can see how all this goes together. I don't know what this thing in Japan is going to end up being. My understanding is that they invited developers to this event. In Japan, but like Miyamoto's here, Onuma's here. You know, those Nintendo people are here in New York. So, is this just going to be like the members of the group formerly known as SMAP coming out and introducing you to a console? Like, what are they getting? Are they getting Japanese celebrities for this thing? It's just going to be this DJ. Switch music. They call him the Ravi Drums of Japan. Mesh 137 there in the chat saying, please, new F-Zero. I really don't... I don't know. That doesn't seem... That doesn't seem likely to me. I don't know. At least not as a launch thing. I could see that happening eventually. You know, there's no reason not to do something like that. But, you know, I want Urban Champion, too. You know, we gotta get the important stuff out of the way first, right? All right, this guy's DJing, and there are laser lights. It's been a lot of talk about Wii U games making their way to the Switch, which I suppose makes sense. Like, hey, no one bought these because no one bought a Wii U. Let's take another crack at it. Add 4 more characters, 10 more tracks, whatever. 5 more maps to paint or whatever. I wonder if we'll see any of that sort of stuff. Like a Splatoon Champion Edition or something. Maybe they'll have the follow-up to Tank, Tank, Tank. Tank, 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 Tank. I'll say this, so far, very different from most Nintendo presentations. They seem to have a big room. The bearded fellow saying there's zero chance this disappoints. I tend to agree. I feel like maybe that's more indicative of where my bar is at for what I want this device to be. You know, I mean, the price could be wrong. Battery life could be bad. I think those could be big deals. But yeah, you know, at some point it's just like, hey, put out a device that will play every game you release for the next 5 years. Done. No handheld and whatever split. Yeah, I wonder who is in this crowd. Yeah, I am almost just as curious to see what this presentation ends up being, like, who ends up giving the presentation, who comes out. It's like the Giant Bomb chat servers are having problems. Here. Do I have headphones or earbuds? No, I don't. Like I said, this, from an audio perspective, this might be a little weird. But also, I'm going to be pretty far out of sync. So I'm going to try and keep the iPad that is running the stream a little bit away from the laptop, which will hopefully help. But generally speaking, expect me to be somewhat behind their stream, and that'll be different from user to user, judging by how Mixlr has been in the past. I've definitely seen people say that they get minutes behind of the action. Giant Bomb Chat appears to be back. At least I got it to load up. What if it was just this for an hour, and then at the end there was a static white background with text on it in Japanese that just said the Japanese release date and price? It was like, thank you for watching. What if this is all just a precursor to Rez Switch? Oh, quick, get their Wi-Fi password. Are they showing the Wi-Fi password for the presentation? You don't see a password, just an open network? Okay, all right. Good to know.
It's like 6 minutes from now. Over under on whether they start on time. What do you think? Turn off the AC in this room. That might be a little loud.
Maybe they'll just come out and say, hey, we've made a new device, and here is Picross 3D Round 3. And that's it. End of stream. Curtain's gonna open and it's gonna be revealed that this guy was just standing here turning knobs the whole time, and Mario is back there on the wheels of steel. No? It's actually just a reskinned port of Kraken DJ with Mario in it. Sounding pretty Metroid-like there. For a sec. Pictures are going around that GameStops are being told their allotments will be between 20 and 50, depending on the store size. Does this sound right to you? I guess that sounds right. I guess I don't really have too firm of a grasp on retail distribution and what the right numbers are for locations, or how many units that totals up to for all of GameStop. But honestly, that sounds a little high compared to how some of these launches have been. But I guess that's right there in the wheelhouse. I'm trying to think the Target that I got my Wii U from. I think they had just under 30.
All right, apparently they're going to be quite punctual. Eight, seven, six, five. Okay, everybody take your pants off as soon as it hits one, all right? One. Oh. I like that they're capitalizing on their weird snap click thing word.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tatsumi Kimishima from Nintendo. Thank you very much to all of you who have joined us here today.
I mean, there's no way it's going to make that click noise.
And thank you to everyone viewing the presentation live online. Many people around the world watched the Nintendo Switch video we released in October of last year. And reacted quite positively to it. This video introduced the Nintendo Switch console, Nintendo Switch dock, Joy-Con grip, and two Joy-Con controllers, as well as the Pro Controller. Nintendo Switch is a console that can be played while connected to your television, but it is also a system you can bring with you to share the fun wherever you go. Nintendo Switch is a brand new kind of home gaming system that offers a wide diversity of play styles.
It's like that PSP that had a TV out on it, but
in today's presentation,
kind of different.
We intend to provide a detailed introduction to the Nintendo Switch hardware and software. I'd like to begin by introducing the Nintendo Switch launch date, suggested retail price, and online services. Nintendo Switch will release simultaneously on March 3rd, 2017 in Japan, the US, Canada, major European countries, Hong Kong, and other territories.
Okay.
This is the suggested retail price for Nintendo Switch. In Japan, it will be 29,980 yen.
Yeah, okay.
In North America,
that's, yeah,
it'll
that's
be
$300.
$299.99. For the price in Europe, please check with your local retailer.
Price in Europe, we don't know.
Next, I have information about Nintendo Switch online services.
We don't know.
You will of course be able to enjoy online multiplayer gaming.
Wi-Fi games.
And when you use a smart device application that will connect to Nintendo Switch, you'll be able to invite friends to play online, set play appointments, and chat with
smart device application.
Online matches.
Do I need a phone to invite people to a game?
Users will be able to try out Nintendo Switch online services for free during a trial.
Try out for free. Okay. So they're going to a paid service.
A paid service beginning in the fall of 2017.
There you go.
We will provide additional details on this paid service and its features on our homepage at a later date.
Makes sense. I mean, they've got such a great track record for online services.
Additional piece of information. Past systems like Nintendo 3DS and Wii U, we designed them using region locking, which limited play to software sold in the same region that the hardware was purchased.
We will continue the...
With Nintendo Switch, we have revised our approach and decided that in general, we will not apply region locking to Nintendo Switch software.
That just means developers can opt to region lock a game if they want to. That's how it's kind of been on a lot of other platforms.
Software development for Nintendo Switch and mobile applications. Mr. Shinya Takahashi.
The idea that they would, like, lead with... Oh!
Good afternoon, everyone.
Gotta snap his fingers and then turn it to this other guy.
And I lead all Nintendo software development. Nintendo Switch has inherited DNA from each of the many hardware systems Nintendo has released to date. The Nintendo Entertainment System included...
Permanently attached controllers. Wait. System.
Game Boy made it possible to bring video games out of the home. Super NES added the X and Y buttons and the L and R buttons to enhance the fun. Nintendo 64 offered the world's first analog control stick, and
pretty sure the Apple II did that.
Rumbling control,
and probably even that wasn't the first.
The Rumble Pack.
But okay.
We put a handle on Nintendo
GameCube.
Could be carried around.
Fucking what?
At that time, we were considering a home game system that you could take with you, but it seems we were a little too soon. Nintendo DS added a touchscreen.
Okay.
The Wii Remote motion control became possible. And the Wii U gamepad enabled you to play games off the TV. And now, Nintendo Switch has inherited all of Nintendo's entertainment DNA, and we have packed each and every one of these features into the system. Nintendo is constantly pursuing new forms of entertainment to bring more fun and more smiles to the world. And the new entertainment...
The Game & Watch knew what time it was.
...is Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch is a video game system for the home.
What is that button on that controller?
TV to play games. When you want to play away from the TV, you just remove Nintendo Switch from the dock. When you attach the left and right Joy-Con controllers, you can continue playing anywhere.
Anywhere?
Nintendo Switch has been designed to be a home console gaming system that gives you the freedom to change your playstyle. Next, allow me to introduce the playstyles Nintendo Switch will offer.
You could stand on your head and play it.
Games on the TV in typical video game style. Tabletop mode. Stand the Nintendo Switch console up with its kickstand and play using the Joy-Con.
Packing games. Yeah, there's people talking about potential bundle stuff, like a Mario bundle, Zelda bundle, something like that. So I wonder if they do a pack-in. They probably don't do a pack-in at $2.99, though. I bet $2.99 ends up being the base.
You can take it with you and play indoors, outdoors, or anywhere you like. And what do you think of handing a Joy-Con to a friend or family member?
I think it sounds like a bad way to play modern video games. I mean, do you really want my actual opinion on it? I think that sounds like something no one will ever do.
Battery life will vary by game, but it will range from 2.5 hours to 6.5 hours.
That seems low.
You'll be able to play while charging the system using the included AC adapter and USB certified portable batteries.
Plug in 6 AA batteries. That's a very clean looking UI.
You can connect over Wi-Fi.
Wireless.
And up to 8 Nintendo Switch systems can be connected for local wireless multiplayer gaming.
Sure.
What do you think? With its three play styles, Nintendo Switch evolves gameplay, making it more active and offering greater freedom of play. And what makes this
active seems like a stretch.
Joy-Con controllers. To tell you more about the new types of play that Joy-Con will enable, and to tell you about Nintendo Switch software, I'd like to switch things over to General Development Producer Yoshiaki Koizumi. Thank you very much.
That fucking keeps getting better.
Hello, everyone. I am Nintendo Switch General Development Producer Yoshiaki Koizumi. It's great to be here. Controllers are very important when it comes to video games, right? And I suspect all of you are...
Man, this guy is smooth.
Nintendo Switch Joy-Con are like. Allow me to introduce them to you in detail. These are the Joy-Con set in the Joy-Con grip. This is the basic style when playing on the TV. Now, let me remove the Joy-Con.
And eat them for a new way of playing.
These are the Joy-Con. There is a left and a right Joy-Con. Each Joy-Con has an analog stick. And each stick can also be pressed like a button.
That's, yep. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
This Joy-Con has the familiar A, B, X, Y buttons. And beneath them is the home button. It's this house-shaped mark. There is an NFC reader writer.
Okay. There's your amiibo stuff. Yeah.
That can read and write amiibo data as well. And please look at the square button on this Joy-Con.
Yeah, what is that?
This is the capture button.
Okay.
For capturing screenshots of your gameplay. In the future,
screenshots.
You'll be able to capture video as well.
Screenshots. In the future,
you'll be able to share the screens you capture with friends over social media.
Over social media.
And each Joy-Con includes accelerometer and gyro sensors, making independent left and right motion control like this possible.
So make a Punch-Out game, then.
And take a look right here.
You could put your weed in here.
There are two pins in the rail that connects the Joy-Con to the Nintendo Switch console. These are L and R buttons. Because of this design, each Joy-Con can be used as a fully functioning individual controller. You can hand a Joy-Con to the person next to you in mini two-player games. We call this sharing the joy. So, Nintendo Switch comes with two controllers right from the start. And when you play with these Joy-Con, they fit in the palm of your hand just right.
I'll give it a shot and see how it goes, but nothing about this aspect of the device seems cool at all. This seems like, yeah, buy a pro controller if you're going to play your games. Don't. All right. Yep. Wait. He sold me. Lay over like a lout, like a layabout.
But we still have many things to share about the Joy-Con. We have prepared Joy-Con color variations, neon blue and neon red.
Safety straps? Great!
This is the Joy-Con strap. It is a wrist strap you can slide onto the rail like this. And it has prominent L and R buttons for firm pressing. It's great for games that have you swinging your hands, attaching to your wrist so you won't drop it, and it makes the Joy-Con easier to grip. This is the type that will come come with your Nintendo Switch system, but there will also be other colors sold separately. The right Joy-Con also has a motion IR camera that can sense the shape, motion, and distance of objects in front of it. It's right here. For example, it can tell the difference between rock, paper, and scissors. And it can tell how far away the hand that threw it is.
Okay.
This will make unique new control styles possible.
I mean, sure. All right. Why not?
What's this? It feels like something shaking in a glass. The Joy-Con can convey to you the feeling of ice cubes colliding in a cup.
But that's the only thing it can convey.
You can even tell. Number of ice cubes in the glass. And you can feel water filling the glass. This new sense of realism is produced by the precision of the new HD Rumble.
HD Rumble! It's a great name! That's real silly.
With these new sensing and vibration technologies, the Joy-Con itself boasts an expressiveness that invites the player to pick up the controller.
But I don't... The whole point of this was to not have to do this sort of stuff and get back to some regular-ass analog joysticks on a TV.
New world of entertainment. Allow me to introduce you to two new games made possible by the Joy-Con. One that everyone can play together, and one with depth, challenge, and replayability.
Switch sports?
Let's switch to the game everyone can play together.
It's an ice cube drinking simulator. Pour 'em, chew 'em. This is amazing. I don't even care what game this is anymore. Did they make a new Wild Gunman? Is it Mad Dog McCree 3? That's a light gun game. You'd want to use a motion controller for that, right? God, if they actually make a new Wild Gunman, then that's real crazy. Oh, they're just going to play rock, paper, scissors. They aren't even going to shoot guns. This is going to be a rock, paper, scissors simulator or something, isn't it? They're just going to throw hands. Oh. Gun. Gun 2. I mean, these are pretty much the mechanics of Wild Gunman, like the timer, all that stuff. Oh. Oh. Oh my. Do you think they played a bunch of Johann Sebastian Joust and then built this entire console around that? And that this is the game that came from it?
Hello, everyone. I am Koichi Komoto, the producer of 1-2 Switch. I am also the general hardware director for Nintendo Switch itself. 1-2 Switch lets you enjoy the expressiveness of the Joy-Con HD Rumble that was just introduced, but at the same time, it's a brand new kind of game, one that mixes up new kinds of play that haven't been seen before. Your typical video game has you playing while looking at some kind of screen, right? But 1-2 Switch can be played without looking at any screen. So then, where exactly do you look? In the eyes of your opponents. You look directly into the eyes of your opponent to play the game. When will your opponent move? How will they move? Are they just faking? You look into their eyes to read their next move, and then you get to see them do something unexpected. In other words, 1-2 Switch isn't a game you play facing a screen. It is a game that is primarily played through face-to-face interaction. So you can bring Nintendo Switch to parties and after parties, indoors or outdoors, any place people gather or meet. You simply, one, stand Nintendo Switch up.
That's totally what they did. That's exactly what they did, isn't it?
Three, hand one.
They saw people using their controllers and other wireless controllers to play Joust. And said, that's cool. And then built that.
We're creating 1-2 Switch to be a staple for parties and to become an icebreaker for all kinds of fun communication.
Man.
1-2 Switch features fun for everyone gameplay made possible by the Joy-Con, and it releases March 3rd alongside Nintendo Switch. Please look forward to it. Thank you very much.
That was 1-2 Switch, the game everyone can play together. Next, let's look at a game with depth, challenge, and replayability that uses the Joy-Con. A new gameplay experience is born. Let's switch to it.
It's great that they've produced these videos. It's amazing that they've produced this stuff. What the fuck is going on? Now who's the Switch? This custom robot? No. It's like a... Oh, it's like the Rock'em Sock'em thing that they made in the 70s or whatever, right? Then their stands came out and they kept going. Weird. Do they both have two controllers? I would assume, yeah. Because she was holding two, right? Yeah, so they must each have two. Arms! Arms producer.
The producer of the
Arms producer.
Game, Arms. Today, I'd like to introduce you all to Arms. Arms is a fighting sports game that uses extendable arms to battle. It's like boxing, where you hit your opponent with punches, but it's also like shooting, where you aim and fire at distant opponents. To play Arms, you hold one Joy-Con in each hand in a thumbs-up pose.
Keep it positive.
The Joy-Con senses your motions. So when you punch, your character also punches.
I can't believe they're leading with a bunch of motion stuff. I cannot believe it.
With this, you can pursue a distant enemy. You move your character by tilting the Joy-Con. And by combining dashes and jumps, you can perform a variety of actions. Because ARMS uses physical controls, anyone can pick it up and play right away.
Anyone?
But we've made it so that as you play more, you'll uncover higher level techniques and strategies.
Like walk now, over and really punch the guy.
I'm going to show you a battle between two of our team members.
Spring Man!
Here are some of the characters who appear in the game. Spring Man and Ribbon Girl.
Looks like kind of a simplified Robo Pit. Or like a bad Virtual On.
Back and forth. You can guard in this game. But they're practically battling without guarding at all right now. Oh dear, Springman is on the ropes. Oh, but here's Springman with a special attack. Oh, Springman won. As you saw, the most appealing part of ARMS is battling. You can battle alone against the computer, and you can play split screen against a friend, as you just saw. You can also bring your Nintendo Switch systems together to battle. And of course, we're preparing online battles as well. The extendable ARM fight game, ARMS.
The, like, local multi-switch multiplayer thing seems like a scenario for crazy people. Like, that doesn't seem like something that'll actually happen that often. I don't know.
ARMS marks the emergence of Nintendo's newest characters.
You know, Ribbon Girl. We got Mario, we got Pit, Samus, Ribbon Girl, Pikachu.
I hope you'll look forward to it. Next, let's...
Springman! Nope. Whoop, they did it again. The motion control stuff feels like they're kind of missing the point of why VR matters or what VR does in terms of legitimizing and making motion controllers make sense. Because when you can look anywhere and move anywhere within your space and have your hands and do all this other stuff, like that is when motion controls start to click, you know, when you get the fidelity up there. Like, the fidelity, but then, like, the idea of, like, playing ARMS, and you've got these motion controllers with all this fidelity, but you brought it to someone's house, and you got two switches just sitting there, so you're, like, staring at this tiny screen while trying to be expressive. Interesting that it's Splatoon 2.
It has been about 2 years since I first discovered the squid, and it seems there have been many changes to the squid world in that time. Turf War is their 4-on-4 team-based battles, where the two teams compete to spray the ground with ink and cover the most turf. This remains a popular sport, but it appears the battle stages have changed, and the fashions and weapons used have also evolved. Here, you see the latest piece of technology. This wooden set is called the Splat Dualies. Not only do these dual
Splat Dualies, of course,
let you shoot ink from each hand, they also have nozzles that can propel you at a high rate of speed to outmaneuver your opponents. It is a fearsome weapon in the hands of one who has mastered it. And it appears the special weapons, which can be activated after spraying enough ground with ink, are all brand new. Surely with the introduction of new weapons, all new special weapons, and new battle stages, we will see the emergence of new battle strategies.
It would reason, yeah, of course.
To keep us busy. Allow me to report briefly on controls. Of course, you can use the Joy-Con controllers, but you can also play using the Pro Controller. You can play on a TV screen, and you can also play in handheld mode. And of course, in either mode, you can use gyro controls to aim your ink.
I'm using motion controls.
You press the X button to view the map. And to do a super jump, you press the button assigned to a teammate to instantly jump there. Of course, you can battle against friends and people you don't know over the internet. And you can also bring your games and Nintendo Switch systems together to battle friends face to face. That is all from the Switch Research Lab.
Is that something that happens in Japan? Like local multiplayer? I guess Monster Hunter, right? I mean.
Splatoon 2.
Yeah, no. This guy is A-OK in my book. Plan for launch, and by this summer.
And again, this time there will be stage and weapon updates after launch, and there are also plans to hold ongoing in-game events. I am very excited to once again enjoy those exciting times with everyone all around the world. Splatoon 2. Still as many elements that we have yet to uncover.
Why does he keep, he just keeps doing it?
Continue to share new details as we discover them.
Do it again.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh, okay, all right.
What squid do you think? This brand new version of Splatoon arrives this summer. It should make for some hot matches. Next, let's switch to this.
Yes, keep going with the switches and the snapping. Are they making the Mario equivalent of that Sonic the Hedgehog game where he kissed the girl? By putting Mario in a world with real humans, but he's still Mario height? What is going on? This is the best! This is Mario 2006! Full-size women, and he's just jumping rope. What? It's a very pimpish look coming out of Bowser. That's strong. Wait, whoa. Hang on. Whoa, that was cool. Throw the hat, jump on the hat. Fucked up thing to do. Step on a man's hat. Mustaches will bleed. Odyssey. All right. What? Was the hat sentient all this time? Does the game open with you finding a crazy living hat? Oh, shit.
Hello, everyone. Sorry for my appearance. I am Yoshiaki Koizumi, the producer of Super Mario Odyssey. While I am the overall producer for the Nintendo Switch hardware, I simultaneously have a hand in the newest Mario game, Super Mario Odyssey. This is the first time since Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine that we have created a large Mario sandbox world like this for you to run around in. The theme of Mario this time is a journey to an unknown world, and Mario has jumped out of the Mushroom Kingdom to go on an extraordinary adventure. I said unknown, but perhaps you noticed some landscapes that look familiar from the real world. And, at the end of the video, perhaps some of you have noticed some unusual eyes or something on Mario's cap. Oh, and right here. Right there. This mysterious cap, in particular, offers action that can only be experienced on Nintendo Switch.
Throw the Joy-Con!
An important role in Mario's journey. I hope you'll look forward to it. In the 20 years since we made Super Mario 64, I have been on a long, long journey together with Mario. And we are working on this new journey called Nintendo Switch with the excitement one feels when visiting unknown countries for the very first time. I'll be very happy when you can all join me in departing on this new Mario journey on Nintendo Switch. We plan to release Super Mario Odyssey in the holiday season later.
Oh man, holiday.
Since the release is still a ways out, you won't be able to play the game today. So I hope to offer you a chance to try it out at another time. So please wait a little longer. Thank you very much.
Oh, Monolith. Right. Oh no. Oh no. I guess this is probably a Hyrule Warriors game, right? They're not just going to get into straight third-party stuff and be like, oh. And be like, yo, check out a Dynasty Warriors game or something, are they? I wonder. Oh! Yeah. That's...
just saw was Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and Koei Tecmo's latest game, Fire Emblem Warriors.
Oh.
Next, I'd like to introduce our third-party partners.
Fire Emblem Warriors?
Nintendo Switch concept has resonated with many developers, and there are currently over 50 companies working on games. And there are already over 80 games in development. So today, we'd like to introduce just a few of them. Square Enix has already announced that they are preparing Dragon Quest X and Dragon Quest XI for release on Nintendo Switch in Japan. But there is another Dragon Quest game making an appearance, Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and 2 for Nintendo Switch. Now, take a look at this.
Take a look at this. I wonder if this will be like a Devil Summoner game or just some kind of...
I brought my guitar.
It's kind of a neat look. Is this, is this that Little King's story or something? No. It reminds me of something. Oh, Octopath Traveler. Of course.
What you just saw was the latest game in the Atlas series, Shin Megami Tensei, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Development has only just begun, but they were kind enough to prepare this video for us today. And the other title is a brand new RPG from Square Enix. Its world boasts a unique graphic style and sense of scale. Please look forward to additional information in the future.
There will be eight paths, anyway.
Let's hear from some of the developers working on new games for Nintendo Switch. To start, let's switch over to this individual.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah!
Shiro Nagoshi from Sega. Sega sees a tremendous amount of appeal in Nintendo Switch, and we intend to be present on the platform. And similarly, I, as an individual creator, sense a new kind of appeal with this game hardware. We will consider new games for Nintendo Switch.
Samba de Amigo 3, let's go!
This new hardware is taking on new challenge.
We've got a Sonic game where he has full-on sex with the full-size women coming out. So take that, Mario! God damn...
You're stealing our stuff!
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Nagoshi-san. Continuing on, let's switch.
Yeah, yes. Two fingers. Both hands. What?
We love to make games and worlds that you can get lost in, that you can make your own, and that you never want to put down. Well, now you don't have to. Now you can play Skyrim wherever you want and take it on your own adventures. Exciting is for all of us at Bethesda to finally work with Nintendo. You look at all they've done for video games over the decades. They've brought so much innovation and fun to all of us, and they're doing it again. The Switch is both classically Nintendo, yet something all new. We want to thank them for letting us be a part of it.
Thank you, Todd-san. Next, let's switch to this person.
Hey. Oh, that didn't go very well. Hi, everyone. I'm Suda51.
I was wondering if Let It Die would be coming to Switch.
Today, I'd like to.
And like other free to play stuff.
I'm invited to come to this event, and I'd like to talk about one of the games that I.
They probably wouldn't put him on stage to talk about a game that's already out.
The one guy from Santa Destroy was born out of a tag team between Marvelous and Grasshopper. That's right, Travis Touchdown.
No.
He'll be making his return on Nintendo Switch.
No shit.
Could you show the illustration, please? So, this star will be coming onto Nintendo Switch. The title hasn't been decided yet. About a year ago, I've been going to some events, some gaming events in Japan, such as Big Summit, and I've been discussing with, exchanging ideas with the indie game community, and
we're calling this one No More Consoles.
Ideas for the new Nintendo Switch console, and I've heard that it's an easier platform to create games for, especially for indie developers. And so that matches with what we are expecting in a gaming development process. So this one game that I'm working on right now will be something that will take advantage of this environment that it's easy for indie developers to create a game. And so we will have a game that will have a fusion of deathmatches and strong styling, sort of heavily involved, heavily influenced by pro wrestling.
Okay.
And I'd love to see Travis running around.
This is what Kenny Omega is stepping away to handle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Suda-san. Next, we switch to this guest.
Oh.
It's a huge honor and privilege to be here today representing the passionate and talented team at Electronic Arts. For me, to be on this stage is like a dream come true.
Electronic Arts の情熱あふれる優秀な開発チームの代表として登壇することは大変光栄ですし、個人的にはまるで夢のようなことです。
For as long as I've played games, I've been a massive fan of the Nintendo platforms, an amazing culture of creativity. So much so that when my firstborn
unprecedented partnership,
my wife and I gave him the middle name Luigi.
That's a horrible mistake you made, sir.
ずっと Nintendo のプラットフォームと Nintendo の独創的な文化の大ファンで、あんまりにも Nintendo のファンで、どうにか妻の納得を得て長男が生まれた時に。 middle name を名付けまでもしました。
So today, we are extremely excited to announce that the world's most popular sports game will be coming to Nintendo Switch later this year.
ですので、本日の発表で大変興奮してます。今年年内に全世界で一番人気のスポーツゲームが Nintendo Switch で発売します。
FIFA. EA Sports FIFA on Nintendo Switch will be the most immersive, social, authentic sports game ever created for Nintendo players.
Nintendo のユーザーにとっては EA Sports
FIFA は
Nintendo Switch 版今まで最も没入的、最もソーシャル、最も本格的なスポーツ体験になると思います。
It will deliver the FIFA experience custom built for Nintendo Switch.So you can play anywhere, play with anyone, and play how you want to play.
FIFA の体験をスイッチ専用に開発して、そこでどこでも、誰とでも、どのプレイスタイルでも遊べるようになります。
If you're at the park, at your friend's house, or on vacation, you can always stay connected to the biggest matches. And you'll be able to play and get on the pitch with your favorite players and team from the world's best leagues in iconic stadiums from around the world.All with the unmatched authenticity and depth that FIFA is known for.
公園にいても、友達の家にいても、旅行先の観光地にいても、いつでも試合ができます。そして全世界の一番大きなリーグの有名なチーム、有名な選手たちと一緒にピッチに立って試合をすることもできます。そしてこれらはすべて FIFA の無比のリアルさとやり込み度で遊べるようになります。
We'll have much more to say and show in the coming months as we bring the world's game to Nintendo Switch in 2017. Thank you.
これから全世界のスポーツゲームを2017年内に Nintendo Switch に発売するまではどんどん情報を提供していきたいと思いますのでこれからもよろしくお願いします。どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you very much to Patrick and all of our guests. We are very excited for Skyrim and FIFA and are very excited to see what kind of new games Naguchi-san and Suda-san create. And with that, I'd like to bring my portion of the presentation to an end. Thank you.
Hey, Bomberman was in that little logo thing there.Guys! Wait, was that a dramatic battle? 2-on-1? Alright. That looked like Ryu and Ken beating up Bison, but it was Street Fighter 2 shit. Looked like the alpha dramatic battle, but with Street Fighter 2 stuff. Bomberman's a game that would work really, really well with those Joy-Cons. If you had 10 of them.
Today, you heard from some of these developers, but there are still many others working hard inside Nintendo to develop original game content. In addition to the franchises our fans have loved, we We will also introduce the world to new forms of entertainment made possible by the unique characteristics of the Nintendo Switch hardware and the Joy-Con controllers. Since we revealed new colors of Joy-Con during this presentation, allow me to share with you our Nintendo Switch product configurations.
So this will be like bundle stuff or accessory
Nintendo
stuff?
The system will include the Nintendo Switch console.
No power supply.
A left and a right Joy-Con. Joy-Con wrist straps. The Joy-Con grip. The Nintendo Switch dock. An HDMI cable.
Ooh.
And an AC adapter. The Pro Controller will also be available separately. There will be two versions. One model with gray Joy-Con controllers, and another model with one neon blue and one neon red Joy-Con. Both versions will be the same suggested retail price.
I don't like the mismatched colors. I think that looks dumb.
We've shared a great deal of information with you through this presentation, and more details will be available on our Nintendo
Switch. I would want matching colors.
After this presentation ends. But first, I would like to ask Nintendo of Europe and Nintendo of America to share their messages with their fans watching around the globe. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Kimishima. I'm Satoru Shibata of Nintendo of Europe. Good morning, everybody in Europe. I'd like to thank...
We still don't know how much it's going to cost there. Ask your local retailer. I gotta go.
About Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch has a very unique appeal, as you saw today. And I look forward to you all getting to try it out soon. Right now, hands-on events are being prepared, where we've invited European media to play Nintendo Switch for the first time. Within the next few hours, these events will kick off in Frankfurt, Paris, and London. I know that lots of you will be wondering when you can get your hands on Nintendo Switch to try it out. In the coming months, we will hold more of these events to find out when and where you can have your own experience with Nintendo Switch. Keep an eye out for announcements on our official website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts.
Plurk.
I will join
some Hello.
Events, so I hope to see you very soon. Now I will hand you over to Reggie in New York. Thanks for watching and happy gaming.
Thanks, Shibata-san, and hi to everyone watching in the Americas. It's the midnight hour here in New York. The streets are quiet. There's definitely something in the air. You can't see it, but the atmosphere is crackling with posts, tweets, and messages all about Nintendo Switch.
You can't see it.
We're here getting ready to show off Nintendo Switch to a small group tomorrow.
But it's happening.
But you may get your own chance to play well before launch. Because Nintendo Switch will be on display on six separate Sundays in six different cities across North America before you can buy it in stores. You can find all the details on Nintendo.com/Switch. But you'll have to show up early. There's no shortage of players who can't wait to test drive our new system. And the reasons are now clear. First, the wider look we've just seen at what this revolutionary form of gaming and new ways to play are all about. Second, those amazing controllers, the Joy-Con, which combine all the gameplay innovations Nintendo's embedded and then adds to them. But of course, the biggest buzz is reserved for the games. And man, what games?
Yeah, it's a great question. What games?
But let's be honest. One thing is missing. But if you listen carefully, maybe you can hear it. Floating in the air. Yep.
Yep, I'm high as hell.
Soundtrack for what's been far and away the most anticipated Nintendo Switch game right from the start. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So, where is it?
It's on the Wii U.
During this presentation. So let's go over there and see what these guys have to say for themselves.
It's terrible.
That's great. Well, so many eager fans want to know one critical question. When are we launching The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild?
それ聞くならね、もっと一緒にいますよ。
Hi, Reggie! Mr. Iannulla! You're the producer for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You know everything about the game. Certainly you must know. When are we launching the game?
それはね、僕も知らないんですよ。東京会場の君島さんに伺ってみてください。
Well, I guess that settles it. There's nothing left for me to do but to throw it back to Tokyo. And Mr. Kimishima, do you have the answer to that question?
Shibata-san, Reggie-san, Miyamoto-san, and Aonuma-san, thank you very much.
You're all fired.
Left me with a very important task, but I'll have to come back to your question in a second. The Nintendo Switch launch is just around the corner on March 3rd. Tomorrow and the next day, we'll hold a Nintendo Switch hands-on event at the big site in Tokyo.
I've been there.
And we'll begin taking pre-order reservations at retail in Japan starting January 21st. I hope that we've shown enough to earn your support. Now, we do have one last thing to share with you today. Before we do, I would like to humbly and sincerely thank everyone here for listening and everyone around the world for tuning in.
I feel like they've shown enough Zelda. You know? Like, this being the closer, I feel weird about it because, you know, they let people play this game at E3. They've been showing it for a while. It's this weird cross-generation thing, and that's a little strange. And I feel like this should have been the opener. But I guess if they don't have any other launch games... then maybe they kind of have to close on it. Be like this and 1-2 Switch. All I really mean by that is, like, I don't need to see any more of this game to know that I'm interested in playing it when it comes out. You know? I wonder if they will have this game with English VO tomorrow. Oh, and that's, like, straight up it, huh? No, like, thanks! Well, that's that, I guess. I think this stuff, you know, like, whatever, Zelda continues to look good, Mario looks really cool. I think it's great that they're making another Splatoon. And I think that they're, like, leaning into their, like, Joy-Cons removed from the system style motion controller joust type stuff is, like, hyper questionable. I mean, you know, maybe HD Rumble is truly amazing. But I don't know. That, like, opening with that, spending a lot of time on that style of game, yeah, I don't know. It's just not, it just doesn't look great. And like I said, you know, it's motion controllers on a TV, motion controllers, especially, like, motion controllers on a tiny tablet with a kickstand. Like, that's not something people are going to do. So yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of that stuff is really weird, and I think they've left a lot of open questions, of course, about storage space, about you know, what they kind of do with Virtual Console. You know, they showed some old games, old style games, like whatever that Street Fighter II thing was. It looked like a bit more than just a Virtual Console SNES port. So that's interesting. Let's see if Capcom's press site has updated with anything. Oh, what is that site? Let's try that. This password to log in. No update here. Nothing new on the Capcom site. Nothing new on Capcom's Twitter from the looks of it. See if Nintendo has put assets on its own press site. Maybe I don't have my login for that handy. Getting some press releases here. Red Out, that Wipeout style game, is coming to the Switch. Binding of Isaac Afterbirth Plus for the Switch. I feel like they didn't make a great case for launch. You know, they're 2 months out and talking about games that are out, holidays, summer, and all this other stuff. Like, is this going to be like N64? Is it just going to be like, here you go, it's like three games? You know, if you already own a Wii U, you could theoretically play Zelda there. Like, Kotaku spent some time watching that third-party segment there and saw Minecraft Story Mode, 2K's basketball game, I Am Setsuna. I'm curious to see what that talk about the, like, online service app actually means. Because they made it sound like you, like, online functionality on the console might, you might need to have a phone to do it, or to match up, to manage a friends list or something. I don't know. That stuff seems very questionable. And again, like, I think that there is some sensibility. Like, look, if they're going to charge for their online service, they have to fucking step that shit up in a big, 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 big way, because their online stuff up until now has been a fucking train wreck. Let's see here. They did issue a press release here. ...6.2-inch screen. Can play Zelda for roughly 3 hours on a single charge. AC adapter plugs into the USB Type-C connector. Nintendo leaving USB ports on their hardware. Didn't go so well last time. Blah, blah, blah. HD Rumble. The system will support online Wi-Fi multiplayer gaming. Also unveiled a new online subscription service that will begin with a free trial at launch. Service includes a smart device application available in summer 2017 that will let users invite friends to play online, set play appointments, and chat with one another as they play compatible games. The fully featured paid service will be available in the fall. What? So, can you not voice chat unless you have a phone? Because let me tell you, phones, pretty good at voice chat. Text messages, pretty good for setting play appointments with friends. So if the only thing the paid service lets you do is online, is invites, that's thin. Or I guess maybe the whole online functionality aspect of it, maybe that's all paid just for straight up any access. Hmm.
they're really pushing this HD Rumble thing. I will happily try it. I want to see if they have made that thing feel like a glass being filled with water. That, sure, why not? Zelda will be available in Standard, Special, and Master Edition. Special Edition will have the game, a carrying case, a collectible coin, Calamity Ganon tapestry, and weather-worn map. Cool, cloth maps are back. And a sound selection CD. The Master Edition will be $129 and will come with all of those items, plus a Master Sword of Resurrection figure. 1-2 Switch is out at launch. ARMS is available in the spring. ARMS. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe in April. Play in TV mode in up to 1080p. The definitive version of Mario Kart 8. All your favorite tracks and characters, plus all DLC. And new characters like Inkling Girl and Boy, King Boo, Dry Bones, Bowser Jr. Battle mode has been revamped. New courses such as Urchin Underpass and Battle Stadium, returning ones like Luigi's Mansion from the GameCube, Battle Course 1 from the SNES. Players can even choose to use a new smart steering feature which makes driving and staying on the track easy for novice players and kids. Splatoon 2 out in the summer. This game will also support voice chat using the new Nintendo Switch Smart Device app. We'll add new stages, fashions, and weapons after launch, as the original game did. Super Mario Odyssey. This is the first sandbox game that allows Mario to fully explore his world since Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine. So, that means they consider those games to be sandbox games, which I don't think it's got a hub world, and you go into levels. It's not. You know, that's not an open world. Snipperclips. Cut it out together. In this creative new kind of action puzzle game, players communicate, cooperate, and use their imaginations to solve basic and advanced puzzles by cutting paper characters into new shapes. Play solo or with a friend in the new game, then bring in a bigger group to solve up to 4-player dynamic puzzles. Or compete in other activities. Snipperclips, Cut It Out Together, will release in March exclusively in Nintendo eShop. Alright. That's their press release. Snipperclips. Curious to know what that Street Fighter 2 thing was, because it's not just Ultra Street Fighter 2. Wait, is that real? Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers? Look at Nintendo's Japanese side here at this Street Fighter 2 shit. Yeah, this looks like HD. Violet Ken. Oh, God. Evil Ryu versus Violent Ken, finally. You can, looks like you can turn off the 16:9 redrawn graphics and go back to original sprites. Which is maybe cool, because these fucking sprites don't look great. Yeah, this picture of Ryu and Ken, like, maiming Bison just looks like garbage. Looks like fucking fan art. Sorry, bad fan art. Let's translate this page and see what it says. Do you remember the day I went to see a stronger man than me? Street Fighter II, which brought about a big boom in the 1990s, is revived by adding many elements with Nintendo Switch. The graphics can be switched to what was refined contemporaneously and what is familiar to old fans. In addition, cooperative playable mode is also installed. That's not anything anyone wants to do. Like, the dramatic battle 2-on-1 stuff is cool exactly once. There's going to be a retail version of this? There'll be a physical version of it? In TV mode, it is 1-2 players. In table mode, it is 1-2 players. In mobile mode, it is 1 player. Internet communication, 2 people. Local communication, 2 people. Release date, TBD. Retail price, TBD. Huh. Weird. It's a fucking weird thing to make. Well, I guess that's gonna do it. It's midnight here. I gotta go to sleep. And I'm gonna... Oh, you know, okay. Alright, if Capcom's blog is updated. Let's go look at that real quick. Violent Ken is the result of M. Bison kidnapping and brainwashing Ken, enhancing his abilities with psycho power, and twisting his brotherly rivalry with Ryu into hatred. Here's the upshot. He's more ruthless, aggressive, and fearless, with moves that feature purple flames instead of his signature fire. Like, yeah. And they're saying Ono will be on their stream tomorrow, so there's that. I hope it'll be there. I'd like to get a look at that. Well, all right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go sleep, and I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to go see some of these games for myself, and we'll have a stream tomorrow in the afternoon, New York time.
where we will talk about what we saw. So check that stuff out then. And yeah, everybody have a good night. And stay switched up. Switched stance. Don't push Ride Goofy Foot forever. Signing off.